Shalom, and welcome to Via Havta Yisrael, a Hebrew phrase which means, you shall love Israel. We hope you'll stay with us for the next 30 minutes as our teacher, Dr. Baruch, shares his expository teaching from the Bible. Dr. Baruch is the senior lecturer at the Zera Avraham Institute based in Israel. Although all courses are taught in Hebrew at the Institute, Dr. Baruch is pleased to share this weekly address in English. To find out more about our work in Israel, please visit us on the web at loveisrael.org. That's one word, loveisrael.org. Now, here's Baruch with today's lesson.
Again, we're going to be talking about the end times. And one of the things that make understanding the end times difficult is when we don't have a good grasp of an overview for this period of time, meaning we really don't know what's going to happen and when it's going to happen. But if you are a good student of prophecy, both Old Testament prophecy and the prophecy we find in the New Testament, you can have a good understanding of these key events. Now, we won't know the day or the hour of many of these things, but we will know the order, and that indeed will bring clarity to us. Take out your Bibles and look with me to the book of Luke and chapter 21. Now, I made mention last week about a biblical term, and that is the beginning of the birth pains. And I made mention that these things are going to happen. They are going to be difficult, but we really can't be dogmatic about when they're happening. Now, I strongly believe that many of these begin before those last 7 years, what we call frequently Daniel's 70th week. And what is the purpose of these birth pains? They prepare things for the Antichrist. And the Antichrist, he is going to begin his rule, and I'm speaking mainly about his empire. In fact, most scholars believe that first his empire will be established, and then later on he will begin to rule over that empire. So again, when we look at scripture, for example, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 1, Paul says, and he's speaking to believers, concerning the times and the seasons. Did you hear that? Times and seasons. Now, we ought not understand this as simply speaking about the end times, but Paul makes a distinction. He speaks about the times and the seasons. And when we pay close attention to these terms, there's going to be some instability, some upheavals that we talked about last week, and this is going to prepare things for the revealing and coming into power of the Antichrist empire. And when that empire comes into force, meaning when it's present in this world and ruling, it is going to utilize its power, its authority, its rule for persecuting believers. And we referred to some of this last week. Now, when actually the beginning of these birth pains come to an end and the beginning of Daniel's 70th week, those last 7 years begin, it's very hard for us now at this time to be dogmatic about that. But we're going to see that there's instability. There's going to be conflict in this world, wars and such. There's going to be earthquakes and such, great instability worldwide. And this is going to cause to rise up this Antichrist empire. And when it is fully in place, it is going to begin a time of persecution of believers. Now, we're going to see something else. First, believers are persecuted. And then Israel's going to be persecuted. Now, what did we learn in our last verse? Again, take out your Bible and look with me to where we're studying Luke's Gospel, chapter 21. And I want us to begin where we left off last week, where it says in verse 19, Luke 21, and verse 19, where it says, in your perseverance, in your endurance is another way that we can translate that. You will acquire or possess your soul. Now, that word soul can mean life. And I would suggest to you it means the life that God wants us to have, a life of faithfulness, a life of recognizing His authority. In other words, what the scripture is telling us is this, that we are going to go through persecution, not for the sake of suffering, but rather for the sake of growing us and maturing us. And as we see in the book of Revelation, that the bride, and I'm speaking about the church, might prepare herself, might adorn herself for her groom. In other words, that we will be found faithful. So persecution is going to serve a purpose to grow us and mature us spiritually so that we behave in a way pleasing to God. Now, secondly, let me say that in the same way that the believers will be persecuted, we know something. After the time of persecution of believers come to an end, then we're going to see two things. The wrath of God will begin, and simultaneously, during the wrath of God, also will the Antichrist turn his attention. When I say Antichrist, it will be the Antichrist and his empire. They will turn their attention against Israel. And Israel is going to go through its worst time of persecution and suffering. But again, there's going to be a purpose for that. And what is that purpose? To bring a remnant of the Jewish people to faith. To cause them to stop relying upon the physical, the earthly things, and begin to trust and depend upon God. And we'll see one very important word that teaches us this biblical truth. Well, let's move forward. We're now ready for the next verse, and that's verse 20. Again, we're in Luke's Gospel, chapter 21, and verse 20, where it says, "But whenever you should see," and the subject here is Jerusalem. "Whenever you should see Jerusalem having been surrounded," many will say camps, but it's camps of soldiers. So what's going to happen? Well, after the abomination of desolation, after the Antichrist reveals himself and wants to deceive the world in believing that he is God, we're going to see that Israel will reject him. And what's going to happen? Because of Israel's rejection of the Antichrist, they are going to be persecuted. And we're going to see nations, many, many different soldiers from every country, every nation is going to go up to Jerusalem for war. That's what we're talking about in verse 20. So it says, "But whenever you should see Jerusalem being surrounded by soldiers, know that is near," and notice this phrase, "notice that is near her," and many Bibles will say her desolation, and that's fine. But what I want you to see is that this word for desolation is derived from the same New Testament word for wilderness or desert. Learn a very important truth. The children of Israel spent 40 years in the wilderness. Why? A lack of faith. Not depending, not trusting in God. So that wilderness experience was to bring them to faith. And what we see here with the selection of this word, again, most Bibles will translate it the time of desolation. But it's the same word in a different form, but same root, of the Greek word for a wilderness or a desert experience. So Israel's going to be put forth in a very difficult situation, not for her destruction, but for her change spiritually, to cause Israel, or at least a remnant of Israel, to come and trust in Messiah. And then it says, verse 21, "Then the ones in Judea," so we're talking about in Israel proper, the ones in Israel, let them flee to the mountain, and the ones in the midst of her, let them do what? Well, it's another word that's a synonym for fleeing or going forth. And the ones in the country, meaning outside of Jerusalem, those individuals do not enter into her, meaning don't go to Jerusalem at this time. Why? There's going to be a time of intense persecution that is going to be led by the Antichrist Empire and, hear this, every nation in the world. So let's review and get clarity on something. There's going to be a time of great worldwide instability. And that is going to be brought about with wars, with famines, with pestilence. And this will lead into the Antichrist Empire and a time of persecution of believers. But hear this. We are promised never to experience the wrath of God. We are never promised in the scripture that we won't be persecuted. In fact, we saw last week that we will be hated. We will be persecuted. We will be delivered over on account of his name. And it's speaking to believers here. So there's going to be a time of suffering for our faith. And then we know that there's going to be a transitional event. Now, Luke, in his account, doesn't deal with this. Certainly, in Matthew's account and in Mark's account, they do. And I'm talking about a very important event called the Abomination of Desolation, Hashikutz HaMishomem, and it speaks about the Antichrist going into the temple, and let's be specific, going into the Holy of Holies, declaring that he is God and wanting everyone to worship him and reject the God of Israel. Well, believers won't accept him, and neither will a remnant of Israel. In fact, primarily Israel will reject him as God at that time of the Abomination of Desolation, and this will lead to Israel being persecuted. And as Israel's being persecuted, remember something that we learned from Revelation chapter 7. Israel's going to be sealed. We use that kingdom number, that 144,000. I believe it's a number that represents those from Israel that will be in the kingdom of God. They are going to be sealed. Why? Because they are going to be in this world during the wrath of God. We, on the other hand, when I say we, believers, we will not. We, as I said last week, will never, ever, ever experience any of God's wrath. We will not be in this world. The rapture will happen first, and we will be taken into the kingdom of God before the wrath of God happens. So we don't know the day or the hour, but we can learn an order, and that is this. The rapture will happen. I don't know the day or the hour, but it will happen before the wrath of God begins. So we speak here in this section about Israel going through a difficult time when those in Judea are supposed to flee, those that are in the midst of her are supposed to go out, those that are in the countryside are not supposed to enter into her. Why? Look now to verse 22. Because these are the days of her, and this is a word for vengeance or vindication. Now, what's interesting is that this is the word for, if you do a good study of it, it's the word for righteous and to bring out righteousness. This is why God is going to allow Israel to go through some very difficult experiences, because God wants to bring about a change. What type of change? A righteous change out of this. So Israel is going to be shielded from the wrath of God, but not from the persecution of the Antichrist upon Israel. But God's going to, and we'll talk about this next week, God is going to come through the person of his son, Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. And now I'm not talking about the rapture. I'm talking about the second coming. Learn a very important principle. The rapture is for the church. The second coming is in regard to Israel. Very important that we learn this, and we'll see that there are two different signs for each of these events. One sign for the rapture that announces it, and one sign for the second coming that lets us know that it is near. We'll talk about this next week. But as we continue on, look again at verse 22. Because these are the days of her vengeance, or we could say vindication, bringing out righteousness of her. And notice what it says, that all that has been written will be fulfilled. Verse 23. Now, in order to bring about this change, so that all that's been written about her will be fulfilled, notice what it says. But woe to the ones having in the womb, meaning pregnant, and the ones who are nursing in those days. Now, what did we learn? Because of this difficult time, you are to flee from Jerusalem. And this fleeing will be difficult if a woman's pregnant or a family has small children that are still nursing. It's going to be difficult to flee. And this is speaking about something that is related uniquely to, at this time, the Jewish people in the land of Israel. Now, I do believe the Jewish people will be suffering other places, but the emphasis here is in the land of Israel. And it says, as we continue on, for there will be great distress or suffering. For who? Well, this is going to be specifically for those in Israel, upon the land, meaning upon the land of Israel. And if we broaden this to speak about suffering from the wrath of God, it's going to be all over the world. So at this time, those who are suffering from the Antichrist are going to primarily be those in Israel. Not exclusively, but primarily. If we talk about the wrath of God that is going to be being poured out at this same time, it is going to be upon the world. God is going to shield Israel from his wrath, very similar that he did to those who were in Goshen during the time of the Exodus. So continue on. Look at what it says here in the last part of verse 23, where it says, and wrath in or among this people. Now here, this word wrath, notice it's not persecution, it's wrath. And there's two ways to understand this. This is a strong word for anger. When we look at Old Testament prophecy, we have the word anger. The anger of God can be spoken of as wrath. And we also know that that same word can be used in regard to human anger. And so during this time, because of the Antichrist, his empire, and because of the wrath of God being poured out, there is going to be, as it says here, look carefully at the end of verse 23, where it says, and wrath among this people. Now, again, Israel is sealed because they go through the wrath. And notice what's going to happen. Now, this is not God doing this part, what we're going to talk about. Now we're ready for verse 24. This will be the Antichrist. And that's why I think the word wrath here appears in this context in regard to Antichrist activity. Why? Because they will fall by the mouth, or most Bibles will say the edge of the sword, and they will be taken into exile into all nations. So even in Daniel's 70th week, there's going to be that concept of exile being taken out of the land of Israel. And notice what it says. And Jerusalem will be trodden upon by all nations. Why? All the nations that go up to Jerusalem to make war, they are going to trod upon, meaning they are going to bring upon Jerusalem, this army is going to tread upon the holy city. That's what it speaks about at the middle of verse 24. And notice, all of this is until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. Now, what does it mean, the times of the Gentiles? It's not talking about the fullness of the nation that Paul mentions in Romans 11, the fullness of the nations. But when we speak about the fullness of the nations here, we're talking about God has allowed a specific time that the gospel is going to go forth to the nations. And when that time is fulfilled, then what's going to happen? God's wrath is going to begin, and it's going to bring about an end of this world eventually. It's not immediate, but it's over a period of time. And this is what this scripture is speaking about. So all of this is going to happen until the time of the nations are fulfilled. And then it says, look now to verse 25, and there will be a sign in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, the distress of the nations in doubt, or I believe one Bible translates it perplexity, speaking about great confusion. And what is happening is this. When that time comes to an end and God begins to pour out his wrath, it is going to bring about, as it says here, the distress of the nations, and it's going to be confusing. They didn't anticipate it. They don't know prophecy, and they don't know what to make of this. And it's going to be with the roaring of the sea, so there's going to be great disturbance in this world, the roaring of the sea, and it also uses another word for its surging, and this is a prophetic term that simply talks about great instability in the world. And because of all these things that are happening, and primarily because of God's wrath that is being poured out, and again, the church won't be here during this time. When God's wrath begins, the rapture will have already taken place. But for those who are still here, notice what it says. The fainting of men, and that means of people. People based upon what is getting ready to happen, they will faint because of what's about to happen, what they're seeing, what they're witnessing from fear, and notice something else, and expectations of what is coming upon the earth. And what is that? That is the full outpouring of the wrath of God. Now, in the book of Revelation, we see two things that are related to God's wrath. We see the trumpet judgments mentioned in Revelation chapters 8 and 9. And then we see another stronger outpouring of God's wrath that's mentioned in Revelation chapter 6. And when these things are happening, it's going to cause distress. It's going to cause confusion. It's going to cause great, great fear upon the people. Notice verse 26 at the end, where it says, "For the powers of heaven are going to be shaken." They're going to know that this is all happening, these difficult things relating to the trumpet judgments and the bowl judgments, that they are originating out of heaven. There's not going to be any human explanation for how these things can happen. And I would encourage you to read these trumpet judgments in Revelation 8 and 9 and these bowl judgments in Revelation 16, and you'll find there's no human explanation. And then look at verse 27. "And then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds." Now, that is a reference to Daniel chapter 7, beginning in verse 12, 13, and such, where it says that the Son of Man is going to come before the Ancient of Days. Who is the Ancient of Days? God the Father. And he is going to inherit a kingdom and glory and honor that all peoples, nations, and languages should worship him. That's literally what the Aramaic says in this passage. So it says here, "And then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with" what? with power and all glory. I would underscore that. Another term that refers to the deity of Messiah. Now, we're going to look at one more verse and be done. There's a very important word here that we need to emphasize because it is emphasized in the biblical text. And that is the word beginning. What we have seen beginning with verse 8 of this section is that God has outlined things that are going to happen. The birth pains, nation rising against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There's going to be famines. There's going to be pestilence. There's going to be the persecution of believers. The church will be hated by all people on account of his name. All of these things are happening. And some will begin before Daniel's 70th week. Others will take place in the midst of Daniel's 70th week. But after the abomination of desolation, what do we know that's going to happen? Well, we know two things. That remnant of Israel, that 144,000 from the 12 tribes, will be sealed. And thereafter, the rapture will happen. And thereafter, and only after the rapture, then the wrath of God will begin. And notice what it says here. Pay very close attention to the words. It says, when these things begin to be, not when we speak about all of them, but when these things that are mentioned, when they begin. Now, what things? I would suggest to you the things that we have talked about in our last two lessons. When those things begin, we know something. We know that the time of our blessed hope, the rapture, is approaching, drawing near. And that's why it says, when these things begin to be, what are we supposed to do? Lift up your heads. Literally, look up, and lift up your heads because your redemption draws near. And that word redemption is a word of victory. It's the outcome of what Messiah's blood accomplished. The new covenant is a covenant of redemption. Messiah shed that blood on Passover. In a unique way, Passover is tied to redemption. And it's through Messiah's work of redemption that we can have eternal victory. So when these things begin, look up, lift up your heads. Why? Victory is coming. The good news concerning Messiah and his promises for believers in the last days.
Well, we hope you will benefit from today's message and share it with others. Please plan to join us each week at this time and on this channel for our broadcast of loveisrael.org. Again, to find out more about us, please visit our website, loveisrael.org. There you will find articles and numerous other lectures by Baruch. These teachings are in video form. You may download them or watch them in streaming video. Until next week, may the Lord bless you in our Messiah Yeshua, that is, Jesus, as you walk with him. Shalom from Israel.